Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Tanner Simpson, chief of the Alderville First Nation, says the focus of his next two-year term will be economic development, housing, and land purchasing to increase reserve lands. Simpson says it was a no-brainer to serve another term as he could not accomplish his goals in the previous administration. It will be a busy 2 years for the Alderville First Nation.
Well, I think it was an easy decision. For the past 2 years, I had been sitting at a lot of tables, and a lot of initiatives were started at those tables. And I felt that I wanted to make sure that these programs and policies were going to go through, because 2 years wasn't enough to get them established.
Now, what was the platform you ran on, and how do you see that being incorporated in the next term?
Okay, so my broad aspirations for this term were to create an inclusive nation, and that includes both on-reserve and off-reserve members being fully integrated into our decision-making policies, as well as gaining the benefits for all Alderville members. And another one was to continue our land acquisitions. So we have we bought close to 2,000 acres of land in the last term, and I want to see that continuing as well, too. And other topics were environment, economy, and governance, which is a lot of those initiatives that I spoke of earlier.
Now, Chief, with the land acquisitions, the 2,000 acres, are you looking to kind of, is that near the reserve, off reserve, or where is that located?
Well, we have, there was 1,600 acres in Haliburton that we purchased. And that's currently in the additions to reserve process. So that will eventually become reserve land.
How long is that going to take, and what's the process for people to understand on how you can create that land into reserve lands?
Okay. So in the past, there was only one thing you could do with the reserve land, and that was to make it not reserve land. So there has been a process now where lands can be returned to First Nations, and it's a very lengthy and arduous process that you have to jump through many hoops. We have a consultant who's experienced in this area, so our ATR submissions often go through quicker. We just had one last week that was approved, close to home here in Alderville, but they do need to revamp that process to make it simpler. But under the 2018 Williams Treaty Settlement Agreement, we were for lack of better words, we were allowed to purchase 11,000 acres of land to become new reserve lands, and every Williams Treaty First Nation had that allocation.
Now let's get back closer to home here, sir. On the First Nation, I understand that housing is a concern for you and your council. What plans do you have to tackle that issue?
Well, we're coming at it from a few different angles. We noticed that whenever rental units became available, there was a big backlog of people who wanted to be in, so we couldn't find enough units. So we've been building rental units. We have also bought some homes, fixed them up, and put them back into the mortgage program that we have here in Alderville. But the big thing that we have coming down the pipe is the First Nation Market Housing Fund, which will allow members to pursue mortgages just the same way they can off-reserve, because historically, up until now, banks would not give mortgages to First Nation citizens in First Nations.
Now, when you talk about that, sir, that's kind of owning the dwelling but leasing the land, or having like a pad fee on the land. Is that correct?
It's the creation of a fund that will exist, and that fund will basically guarantee the loans that the banks are lending to the members. So if for some reason the mortgage defaulted, then that fund would be able to cover that. But, you know, that's, from what I've heard, that's only happened once in the whole history of this program in Canada, so it's a very rare occurrence. And there would be other ways to try to recoup that if that did happen.
So then economic development, I understand, is also a priority and an issue. Maybe not, like, it's a good issue because there's been a lot of that development on the reserve. What avenues are you looking to explore? Maybe also could that be tied into the 2,000 acres you bought in Haliburton? Just talk about where you think you're going to go with economic development.
Well, I think the big thing with economic development now is getting own source revenue so that we can fund our programs. So one of the things we're looking at right now is partnerships with OPG, Ontario Power Generation, because there's three nuclear developments that are happening in our territory that we are being engaged on, and we are talking about revenue sharing. So that's going to be something that will be a big driver for our First Nation in the coming decade. And other things, we don't really have any plans yet for the Haliburton property. We were thinking more along the lines of learning for youth, so like outdoor activities, mainly for hunting as well. So right now it's being used for moose hunting, but there's no real development plans for that, and definitely not economic at this point. So most of those businesses would be here in Alderville or potentially closer to some of those nuclear sites.
Now, sir, talk about the Wesleyville project for a minute. I know that obviously that's going to be a while away, but discussions are kind of preliminary with you and OPG. Where do they stand now? Are you looking for maybe an economic, like an impact benefits agreement? What kind of agreement are you hoping to achieve with OPG?
Well, when we talk about revenue sharing, there's been a few ideas thrown around, including equity ownership of the project. But with the economic partnership hasn't been fully fleshed out yet, so we're still in those discussions.
In terms of jobs and training opportunities, is that another avenue you'd like to see at the Wesleyville site?
Absolutely. So Alderville is looking to get into the supply chain for the nuclear industry, because it's not just nuclear materials and fuel that that we need to keep the reactors going, but there's all kinds of tools, equipment, and usable consumable items that that are required. So we're hoping to get in on that and make some sort of a manufacturing industry in Alderville.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.